From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Trump administration officials Monday said the president has certified that Iran is complying with the 2-year-old international nuclear deal, curbing its program, but warned Tehran was in difficult in default on the spirit of the accord, and Washington will try to strengthen it. White House spokesman John Spicer earlier underscored Mr. Trump's skepticism of that deal.
I think you all know that the president has made very clear that he thought this was a bad deal for the United States, and I will wait until the State Department makes further action before going any further.
Under U.S. law, the State Department must inform Congress every 90 days of Iran's compliance with the accord. A senior U.S. official said Iran remains one of the most dangerous threats to U.S. interest and regional stability. The latest Republican effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart Monday, with two more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Mike Lee of Utah issued separate statements Monday, describing the legislation as failing to go far enough in repealing the existing law championed by former President Barack Obama and also not doing enough to control rising costs. Other Republicans have opposed the overhaul effort because of worries it could cut health care insurance for millions of people, especially narrowing coverage under the government's health care program for poor Americans known as Medicaid. The failure was the second in as many months for McConnell, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. Republicans hold a 52-48 majority in the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. The United States is applauding the European Union for imposing sanctions Monday on 16 Syrian senior military officials and scientists involved in chemical weapons attacks on civilians. The 16 officials sanctioned by the EU, also winning praise from British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The United States, or United Nations, and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons carrying out a joint investigation into the April sarin gas attack in Syria, which killed at least 87 people. The U.S. blamed the Assad regime, prompting President Trump to order an airstrike on the Syrian airbase where the gas attack was apparently launched. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named the suspect in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission, Agus Raharjo, said Monday that there is sufficient evidence that the speaker, Setia Novanto, has participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million between 2011 and 2012, about one-third of the $440 million allocated for that project. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December in southern island, where the military has been fighting a bloody two-month insurgency by Islamic militants. More than 500 people have been killed in that conflict, which began after a failed attempt by security forces to capture a top Islamic State-linked militant leader. The insurgents burned down several buildings, including a church, and took several people hostage, prompting Duterte to impose a 60-day period of martial law on May 23rd on the island of 21 million people. President Trump Monday vowed to boost U.S. manufacturing and cut the country's ballooning trade deficit with other countries.
We want to build, create, and grow more products in our country, using American labor, American goods, and American grit. When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
Meanwhile, the U.S. outlined its negotiating strategy for revising the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. Following Sunday's unofficial referendum to block the rewriting of the Venezuelan Constitution, the opposition has called for a national strike Thursday. More than 7 million voters, nearly one-third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's opposition-organized vote. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.